Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It is that time of year this fall where you can enjoy some French culture with the Sacramento French Film Festival. This is the 22nd year of the film festival, and it's an opportunity to enjoy, learn, and engage with the French style of movie making and culture. We're excited always to welcome back executive and artistic director of the Sacramento French Film Festival, Cecile Downs, to talk about all of the great movies and the unique opportunities that the festival has to offer. Good morning, Cecile.
Good morning.
22 years. That is, you know, a feat. Can you take us back to the beginning and how the Sacramento French Film Festival got its start here in Sacramento?
Yes. So it begins with a love story. So I moved here to follow a man who's now my husband. And because I didn't know really what to do here, I contacted the Tower Theater, the first theater was there. And they said, yeah, let's do this. And so we, worked with people interested, got money from sponsors, you know, and it was a huge success because at the time in Sacramento, there were movie critics at the Bee, at the News and Review, and they really did exceptional write-up for us. And we've been going on since then, and even COVID didn't stop us. We've never missed a year. For 3 years, for 1 year it was virtual, and then the other 2 years were virtual and in person, and finally last June we were back fully in person.
So. Yeah, and obviously it's been going more than two decades now. So yes. What started as an idea or a project for you, you know, as new to Sacramento, has grown and obviously touches a lot of people's lives, and people really enjoy it. If someone has never watched a French film before, what do you think sets French movies apart, you know, given that you've had the trajectory of 22 years now as a French film festival in Sacramento?
French cinema is like American cinema. You've got blockbuster films, meaningless comedy, you know. So we're trying to show stuff that are of interest and that are the best, obviously. What I would say is that in the films that we choose to present, they're always very meaningful. So even if it's a comedy, I'm here because we are having the second part of the festival, and this fall it's all virtual. It's the films. We have six films presenting on our streaming platform. And the films we're presenting right now, they're very light. And there's a comedy, for instance, that's really hilarious about an illegal immigrant woman who find a job as a nanny. And she's very funny. And she realized that all the nannies around her are being exploited, not paid. And so she just tries to help them, and it's really, really funny. So every time, you know, there's just, it's funny, but there's, you know, something, and it talks about, you know, because there's moving moments, our son's still in Africa. And so to me, that's maybe what differentiates the French and the American films, is that it's more meaningful.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about, you know, serious social issues, yes, but then approaching it through humor.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We also show, social issues approached through drama. but we are trying to, I mean, the world is just so difficult. I was just talking to a friend again yesterday who said, I can't watch anything but comedies or films that are light. And it's true that, like, lately we've been trying to present films that are, at least even if they're not like a really full on comedy, that are optimistic, and that at the end you don't come out of the film go, oh no, you just, you know, in a happy mood or optimistic.
I think a lot of people can relate to that, yeah. And are appreciative of your selection of films during this time. When it comes to June, because this is the continuation of, yes, the films from over the summer, what was the audience reaction to these movies?
So it was just, last year was wonderful for us. It was really the rebirth. We were back in person. full theater at the tower, you know, so people were excited. It's just, it's nice to watch a film on your TV and even to have a Zoom discussion afterwards. But, you know, being in a theater, laughing with people who are laughing around you, or just coming out and you have strangers speaking to each other about the film in the lobby. And, you know, and I know friendships have been made. And even we have love stories that have been people who met at the French Film Festival. So it's really a community. And we were so, so happy to be able to be back fully in person. And I think people were excited too.
Yeah, the best movies are the ones that continue well after, you know, the credits roll.
Exactly.
It gets you thinking and they spark conversations. And this is going to be even continuing to December, correct? You're going to have some new, brand new releases in December.
Yes. So we are having what we call the fall virtual screening series. And so we're presenting in November three reruns from the June festival for people who still don't want to go into theater or people who just couldn't make it. And these are all, the three are very light films. And then we're going to take a break for Thanksgiving. And then in December, we're going to start again with a series of brand new films, premiere films that we have not shown yet and that are really, really very recent, being released this fall in France, actually. And this is not a light program as the November one, but this is really brilliant. And the first film that's released in December for the premieres is called Lie With Me, and it's directed by Olivier Payon, and we're going to have a Zoom discussion with him 2 days after the release of the film. He's in France, so it's going to be, of course.
What a treat, though.
Yes, it's always very interesting. So if people are interested, you know, we have a YouTube page where we have all the Zoom discussions. So if people see a film, a director they're interested in, they can always check our YouTube channel and listen to the directors.
So this is a year-long project for you, going for, you know, more than 20 years. Now, what keeps you doing it? I would imagine it just seems like you're constantly learning and growing and also, you know, more and more people enjoy it and want to take it in as well.
So, well, yeah, I mean, I especially like, you know, you would have asked me last year, I would have said, I don't know why I continue. Because we were not seeing people, you know, and so
it was tough.
It was different. But like after June, yeah, I continue because, you know, when we see people coming out with a smile on their face or seeing, I've never seen a film so good. Oh, that's wonderful. Or people just coming, I didn't like it this much as the one before. Because it creates, you know, if you see all the films, if you see five films in one day, you become a movie critics almost. You know, you can say, I like this one better. And it's wonderful to, you know, for me, that's what it is. It's the community. It's being able to share with people my love of French films.
And enriching other people's lives. Cécile, thank you so much for joining us. Cécile Downs is the executive and artistic director for the Sacramento French Film Festival. We have more information about the movies that you can view on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests and get more information about each segment at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can always email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Claire Morgan. Insight's technical director and engineer is Mark Jones, and our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.